Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Democrats in Illinois are sounding the alarm after the Senate today approved President Trump's tax bill. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports the bill drastically scales back funding to Medicaid and SNAP, the food assistance program. Democratic elected officials and health experts warn if this bill passes the House, thousands of residents in Illinois will lose coverage. Rural hospitals who serve low-income patients will have to close. Illinois U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth voted no. In a statement, Durbin called this bill a hell of a way to make America great. In her statement, Duckworth says the plan will explode our debt. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, meantime, made a social media post calling on residents to contact their representatives to vote against it. Meantime, Planned Parenthood of Illinois also concerned after senators in Washington passed that large bill. The group's interim president is Tanya Tucker, who says over 40% of its patients use Medicaid to cover the cost of care. Tucker says without Medicaid, the organization will need $16 million every year to continue operating at its current level. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has selected his running mate, Christian Mitchell of Hyde Park. Mitchell served 3 terms as a state representative and 4 years as one of Pritzker's deputy governors, and he was introduced earlier today in a campaign video.
As difficult as life can be, I believe it can be a little bit easier if you've got leaders in government who care about working families, making life more affordable, making health care more accessible.
Pritzker calls Mitchell a proven leader with deep experience. When he was deputy governor, Mitchell helped lead negotiations on major infrastructure and climate legislation. If Pritzker wins a 3rd term, Mitchell would become first in line to succeed him should Pritzker run for and win the presidency in 2028. And the Goodman Theater is teaming up with Chicago's Cultural Affairs Department to put on 100 free plays across the city over the next year. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports the Goodman is turning 100, and this program is its way of celebrating. The Loop Theater's artistic director is Susan V. Booth, who says it's their way of giving back and meeting audiences where they are.
We often ask people to come to where we are. Our arts ecosystem is huge and wide, and we needed to get out of our building and go meet our colleagues, meet our community in their space on their terms.
The 100 free acts of theater will kick off later this month with Book Up. It will be performed in multiple city parks. The show is aimed at the very young children under the age of 5. You're listening to The Rundown. Senate Republicans, as we mentioned, have approved the massive tax and spending bill. Now, this bill has to go back to the House, and if it's approved, it could mean big changes for Illinois, including large cuts to people on Medicaid and to food stamps. Tina Svondelis is national politics reporter for the Chicago Sun-Times, and she talked with my colleague Mary Dixon about what the bill could mean for people here.
Let's start with Medicaid. What happens in Illinois if some of these cuts go into effect?
Well, as you've read and heard, this bill is gigantic. It's about 1,000 pages. It does many things, but I would say the largest impact to Illinois would be that about 500,000 people in Illinois would get kicked off of Medicaid.
A 500,000. So they would get kicked off Medicaid, the program that provides health care for people who are generally low income. And what happens if all of these people lose their Medicaid coverage?
People won't get health care. I think some hospitals could close. They could severely restrict services. They could cut people. It's because they get reimbursed for the Medicaid services they provide. So rural hospitals especially could take a huge hit. And that's something that Senator Dick Durbin has been focusing on. He was on the Senate floor talking about the dangers to all the rural hospitals in Illinois.
And we are also reporting this morning, Danny Davis, a West Side Democratic congressman, was also saying there are urban hospitals in his district in the West Side and West Suburbs that would be affected as well. I understand food stamps is another safety net program that might be cut in this mega bill. How would that affect Illinois?
Yes, the bill cuts SNAP, so that's about 40 million people use that in the country, and they want to cut that by about 20%. It's basically the percentage that the states would have to pay is much larger, and that would place the burden on a state to fill in that gap. And as we know, in Illinois, we just passed a state budget. We don't have a lot of extra funds to make up for these cuts. Governor J.B. Pritzker's office has said it would cost the state $1.2 billion, and it would leave 427,000 lower income residents without food stamps.
Reading your story in the Sun Times this morning, it mentions that more than 1 million households in Illinois receive some kind of food assistance. What are Illinois Democrats doing about this? The Illinois Congressional Coalition is primarily Democrats. There are some Republicans. The Democrats are in the minority in both the House and the Senate. So what are their options?
They do not have a lot of options. Just nationally, Democrats yesterday were trying to vote on efforts to try to put these Republicans on the spot. They want this for future elections to show that if this passes, that these Republicans did vote to slash Medicaid and food stamps. But as we've seen the entire year, Illinois Democrats have been sounding the alarm on these cuts in town halls and press conferences, everything that they're doing. And all they can really do is kind of scream from the mountaintops about how this bill will impact Illinois residents.
That's Tina Sfondalis, national politics reporter for the Sun-Times, who was speaking with Mary Dixon today about the massive tax and spending bill passed today by the Senate. Weather sunny and hot today, a high in the upper 80s, and then tonight clear skies, a low in the mid-60s. Wednesday, sunny and hot again, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, and a high close to 90, especially if you're near the suburbs. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.